欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 It's been a long time, no record, new program. 因为最近家里有点事。 Anyway, 今天是2020年9月18号，我们来谈今天在台北 Times 上关于南韩的新闻吧，有关特权的问题。新闻英语的概要是这样子的， South Korea hit by another favoritism scandal. A year ago, South Korean President Moon Jae-in's administration was shaken by allegations that a high-flying justice minister had abused his influence to benefit his children. Now, Moon Jae-in, in a similar jam with a different justice minister,Prosecutors on Tuesday raided the Ministry of National Defense and Army headquarters as part of a probe into whether South Korean Minister of Justice Zhou Mei-ai inappropriately helped her son extend his medical leave from military service. The scandal has quickly consumed local politics with opposition lawmakers in parliament and a ruling party legislator identifying a whistleblower who helped spark the case. The case has drawn parallels to a controversy last year that forced Moon Jae-in's previous justice minister Zhao Guo to resign, driving the government'sapproval rating to an all-time low. Moon Jae-in staged a political comeback due to his successful efforts to contain the COVID-19 outbreak, and in April secured an unprecedented supermajority in parliament for his Progressive Democratic Party.The scandals have helped renew anger over inequality that fueled the downfall of former South Korea President Pu Jinghui in 2016 and propelled Moon Jae-in to power on a promise to build a world without privilege. 整篇的中文大意是说，一年前韩国总统文在寅的政府呢，就是因为有一位升官很快的一个司法部长滥用他的影响力，滥用他的权力，让他的孩子得到好处，然后这件事情也被指控了，被发现了，然后造成文在寅的政府有一度陷入困境。现在就在最近这几天，因为另一位司法部长也让文在寅也陷入类似的困境。那检察官在星期二呢，对国防部，南韩的国防部陆军总部进行突击检查，发现他们有一位司法部长周美爱，他就是用他的特权嘛，然后让他的孩子，让他的儿子能够不断的延，就是延兵役就对了。那这个丑闻呢，很快的就席卷了整个当地的政治哦，反对派议员也在议会上抨击周美爱，然后执政党立法委员他们应该也是举报的人呐。好，这个其实在去年也有一次类似的，然后那时候也是造成文在寅的一个部长，就赵国吧，发音应该是这样，他辞职，然后也造成整个文在寅政府的支持率是历史。就降到史上最低就对。那近来是因为他文在寅他成功的就是让武汉肺炎这个新冠肺炎爆发的疫情能够压下来，然后让他有一个好像民众能够支持率比较高。那其实今天这件丑闻呢，这个是特权的问题又激起了人民对不平等不公平的愤怒。这个其实就是在2016年朴槿惠也是这样子的垮台，那导致当时文在寅说要推动建立一个没有特权的世界，这样的一个承诺似乎 越来越遥远，要兑现越来越遥远。好，我们值得思考的议题是说，这种特权的问题是否也存在在我们台湾？我们应该如何面对特权呢？ Does this kind of privilege issue also exist in Taiwan? How should we face privilege? In fact, as you all know the answer to this question, Taiwan must also have a privilege issue. Why is there a privilege issue? Quite simple. Everyone loves privilege. If I have power and an official position, I naturally want to go the fastest way without crowding people. At the same time, I also want my family members to have the best things and service. In the same way, if I have powerful parents, I also hope that my parents will use privilege to let me get what I want. The question is, what should I think if the powerful parents said that they would not use privilege to help me? According to the logic of human nature, there will definitely be family rift and quarrels with parents. Of course, I also believe that some people don't like others saying that they rely on their parents. So, there will be people who don't want to rely on their parents and work hard by themselves. Now, the more important question is, how should ordinary people think about the use of privilege by others? There will be a sense of relative deprivation. People will feel very unfair. Yes, unfairness is the most important core of protest privilege. I have no answer to these questions. I just want to extend a question. Does our society need fairness? 我分享了我的看法，欢迎跟我分享你的观点。See you next time.